Passing through the forge room, Sunflash wandered upstairs, around corners, down passages, until he felt completely lost and overawed at the vastness of the mountain's interior. Then he came to a dead end. Suddenly, the corridor ran out, and he was facing a bare rock wall. Sunflash inspected it and noticed in it a crack, little more than a claw's thickness. Setting his own claws into the crack, he tugged sideways, and the rock gave a bit, grating noisily. He pulled harder, until the crack widened sufficiently for him to wedge his mace handle in. Setting his shoulders to the mace head, Sunflash gave a mighty shove, and the crack opened wide. One more hard push, and the whole wall started to swing outward. The secret doorway was open. Flint, steel and tinder lay on the floor inside, along with several torches of dry brush. Swiftly, he struck flint to steel, blowing the sparks that had landed on the timber into life. A small flame appeared. Sunflash lit a torch and walked to the narrow hall. Then, with a roar of shock, the badger staggered back, dropping the torch. Swiftly, he retrieved it, sparks showering round him like fireflies as he held it high. There at one end of the hall was a fully armoured badger, seated upon a throne. Immediately, he knew that this was his great-grandsire, old Lord Broxley. The hairs on Sunflash's back stood on end as he walked forward to stand in front of his ancestor. The visor of the splendid war helmet was closed over the badger lord's eyeless sockets. Sunflash's paw trembled as he traced it through the dust on Broxley's burnished breastplate. He knew that inside the armour there remained naught but a skeleton of the once great warrior, but there was no denying that their blood was one and the same. Sunflash knelt and wept then, for the heavy burden fate and seasons had placed upon his family. The guttering torch brought him back to reality, and he looked around for something to keep the light going. There, beside a great wall covered in carvings, he found a hammer, chisels, and a lantern. Gratefully, he lit the lantern from the dying torch and sat upon the floor, staring at the rows of curious pictures engraved across the wall. Sunflash breathed in the sweet-smelling smoke from the lantern. It was not an unpleasant aroma. Gradually, he leaned over until he was lying flat on the cool floor stones. They felt good, restful. He put aside the smoking lantern with its dim golden light. A great desire to sleep overtook him. Closing his eyes, he listened to a soft voice singing to him from afar. The corridors of his mind became one with the dim incense-wreathed hall and its music.